Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It was refreshing a few days back at the news conference in Louisville to hear Kentucky being honored as a national leader. The category, as explained by State Ag Commissioner James Comer, was the department's branding effort, Kentucky Proud, Homegrown by Heroes.
We're so excited of our program, the Kentucky Proud, Homegrown by Heroes initiative that was started over the past 12 months to help our military veteran farmers add value to what they produce and to help our military veteran-owned small businesses that manufacture farm products be able to grow and expand their markets. And the program's been so successful that today I'm so proud to announce to you that this will be a national model in all 50 states.
At that event, Michael O'Gorman, executive director of the national group, the Farm Veterans Coalition, said they've been following the Kentucky program since it began and asked if they could take it on as well.
And make it into something that everybody knows about across the country and becomes really a household name that anybody can go into a market of any size and pull something off the shelf and say that was grown by a military veteran. That one wasn't. I'll take that one. And we're really excited to be part of it.
In a minute, the third element to this Kentucky campaign gone national. We'll be right back.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kentucky National Guard. Aired by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
Taking the Kentucky Homegrown by Heroes marketing effort model to the national level got an economic boost from the Farm Credit System, a $250,000 boost. At the news conference, Dan Flanagan of Campbellsville, vice chair of the board of Farm Credit Mid-America, serving a four-state region including Kentucky, was deservedly proud.
Farm Credit, as you probably know, has been about doing this kind of thing for our veterans and for our young beginning and small farmers for near 100 years.
He says it's more or less part of their charter.
That's what the law says. I mean, Congress deemed us the opportunity to do that, and we call it an opportunity because it is, because we're involved with rural America and we're involved in the financing of agriculture, which is what feeds our world, not only our nation, but our world.
And that program might just get a mention tomorrow when Ag Commissioner James Comer is keynote speaker at the Farm Bureau Annual Meeting opening luncheon in Louisville. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.